Hey there, this is Nicole Krohn. I'm a big lover of mindset, energy, especially the energetics of business, entrepreneurship, women changing their money stories, and elevating their wealth consciousness. I'm a small town girl who thought she wanted to be a teacher, did that for a few years, and realized I wanted and I could have so much more. I co-created My Aligned Purpose with my biz bestie Kayla, and together we have supported hundreds and hundreds of women to raise their money ceiling, earn more, exit their 9-to-5s, become confident queens, build businesses they love, and along the way, we've made incredible friendships within our community. In our 12-month Platinum Experience program, we teach the formula to build a six or multiple six-figure business that you actually enjoy working in. Since we've both been in the 9-to-5 world, we know how scary the leap can be, and we're here to link arms with you and show you what's possible and how it's done. Whether it's money, marketing, hiring and firing, sales, community, and mindset, these are topics we'll cover. The entrepreneurial seasons are going to have their ups and downs, and you don't have to go at it alone. Think of these episodes as a glance into what we do inside of these programs. I love to share our wins, celebrations, insights, ahas, what I would do's, and so much more. My goal with this podcast is to support those of you who are seeking something else in your career. Those of you who have gotten on the roller coaster I call entrepreneurship, and those of you who just love to hear what it's like to be inside of our world. I'm here to encourage you, inspire you, and to offer my truth and wisdom. This is going to come through with my East Coast accent mixed with my global business mind. Thanks for being here, and don't be a stranger. Come say hi over on Instagram or in our email inbox and let us know what you needed to hear today or what you'd love to have on the show. Now let's get into it. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to this week's episode on My Aligned Purpose, the podcast. I am your host, Nicole Krohn, and we have a really special episode today because I am interviewing Stacey Brass Russell. And this is one of those instances or circumstances where I've not yet connected with Stacey until this podcast, and Stacey's people and our people have connected and she's listened to the podcast, and we all just felt like it was a really aligned fit and we have some similar stories. And we were just discussing before we hit record, like, what is it that the people need to hear? You, the listeners, would benefit from hearing. And I was sharing with Stacey that I think us sharing our stories about becoming full-time business owners, full-time entrepreneurs is a great reminder for people to hear that it's available for you, those of you who are listening, and it's not always easy. And so we're going to share some real, raw, honest truths about our journey. So welcome, Stacey, onto the show. I'm so happy to have you here. Why don't you let us know, where are you calling in from and what are you grateful for today?
Well, first of all, Nicole, thank you so much for having me. I'm really also grateful to be here. And I do, we talked about how sometimes things are just aligned. So I'm very happy to be here. I'm in New York City. And today I am grateful for, you know, I'm grateful for that this summer I'm having the first real summer that like I've always wanted to have, of being a New Yorker, but having the freedom now that I have a car to go out of the city, get out for a couple of different weekend trips and vacation-y things. And I'll be honest, up until very recently, that was not my normal. Mm-hmm. You know, I didn't have a car and it was hard to afford like weekend getaways. So I'm really grateful that this summer is the first summer that I'm kind of having the summer that I want.
Amazing. I love that so much. And yes, cheers to independence and being able to go where we want with what we have. And those privileges, they're like such incredible privileges to be able to do that. Stacey, you know, I would love for everybody who is going to listen to this podcast to pour their favorite cup of coffee or settle down, get cozy, or maybe they're plugging their ear pods in and going out for a walk, but to really get settled in for this first portion of the show together. And I would love for you to start to take us on a little bit of a journey of, so there's Stacey right here, who's on this podcast. And I'm sure if we go back to Stacey in high school, Stacey in her early 20s, did you think or know that you would be at this season of life, what it looks like for you now? And if not, can you paint a picture of the journey that you've been on?
Absolutely. So the answer is no. I would never have known where I'd be now. So just for some reference, I'm turning 55 this summer, actually in a few weeks. And my working life, my life as someone with a career actually started when I was 10. I don't know if you know this about me, but I was in the original Broadway company of Annie on Broadway in 1979 for 2 years.
I didn't know that, but when you said original Broadway, I was like, she's going to say Annie. I know it.
Oh my God. Yeah. So I was in that production for 2 years and Yeah. So my life, when I first started literally working, I really never thought that I would do anything other than be a performer. I mean, that feels like it's my DNA, you know, being on stage is like, it just feels like it's what I'm supposed to do. And so because I started so early, literally when I went to college, I only applied to NYU to the acting, you know, program. I mean, I really, really never even considered that that wasn't my path. And I was very fortunate. I worked a lot in show business. I was in another Broadway show when I was in my early 20s, and I got great, great work all over the country and did lots of commercials. And, you know, I really did have a really nice career, but it never really, by the time I was in my 30s, I wasn't yet at a point where I was getting work nonstop, where I was like kind of booking shows, you know, all the time. And so there was always that up and down, that always that inconsistency of in between jobs, now what, waiting tables, all the different jobs. I mean, I've literally done everything. If you're like, did you do this? I'd be like, yes, I did. So, you know, just really being someone who was good at a lot of stuff and made money, always figured out how to make money when I wasn't getting to be paid as an actor, basically. Right. And then I just started getting a little tired because by the time I was in my 30s, a lot of my friends had been getting married or they had like, you know, jobs or careers that now they were able to afford certain things like vacations and stuff like that. And I just was still living in like with roommates. And, you know, I just had this feeling in my 30s that I really wanted to accelerate to feeling more, I used to call it like a grown-up. Like I just wanted like a grown-up life. I didn't want to keep living this kind of up and down. And so I had started practicing yoga and loved yoga. And every time I was in a yoga class, I would think I'd be really good at teaching the yoga class, you know? And so I actually did a yoga teacher training at the time thinking, well, this would be a much better way for me to like make money when I wasn't acting than waiting tables. Cause I really didn't enjoy waiting tables. And so, you know, to me originally yoga was like, I think this is a way that I could make money. And I started, you know, I got my teacher training and I immediately started to teach yoga. And I immediately saw that potential for myself, like, you know, that I could make money, that I could build something more stable. And it was not really intentional, but because I think that we all probably know that, like, if you really want to make something happen or be successful, you really have to decide to commit to it, you know? And so right. I decided to really focus on seeing if I could make yoga a really sustainable, you know, living for myself. And I also was loving it. I was really loving it. So it wasn't feeling like a money job. It was really feeling like, oh, this is a way that I'm also supposed to be using my like gifts and skills and talent. And so I ended up kind of becoming pretty popular here in New York City and had a lot of private clients and started teaching teachers, right? So at the studio I trained at, I eventually became like one of the teacher trainers. And that led to an opportunity to open a studio. And so I ended up opening a yoga studio with two business partners. So like yoga kind of ended up being this kind of big chunk, you know, like I started teaching in my early 30s and we opened the studio when I was in my early 40s. And there's a big and here. And I also, as the studio went on, I stopped feeling that it was in alignment for me to be owning this studio with these people. It just wasn't, you know, it just was hard And I'm all for hard, but I mean, it was hard in not the right way. It was like, it just didn't feel like a flow. It felt like these three people were not right to be business partners, and the vision was not the same anymore. And I was not happy. And I'm someone who like believes like if it ain't working, change it. You know what I mean? Like you got to make the changes. And so my husband even was like, you can't keep owning the studio. I was turning 50. And so a friend of mine had become a yoga, Ayurveda health coach kind of a thing. And she was actually one of my original yoga teacher friends. And she asked me to be like in her first round of her group program because she just needed people. Mm-hmm. And so I was going through a really hard time at the yoga studio. And so I joined, and like three sessions in, I was like, this is what I should do. I should be a coach. And so that's when I decided to do my coach training, and I trained to be a health and life coach. And that became my way out. Like that was my next thing, you know, that was how I made it possible for myself to leave this business, but not go back to running around teaching a million, because that was the thing I couldn't imagine leaving owning a studio and kind of going back to running around right. and teaching a million, trying to get jobs, teaching classes and all these different places after building such a huge, like, you know, reputation and following. And I just wanted to feel like I was evolving and doing my next big thing, not going backwards. And starting my own business felt like scary. And it felt like I had no idea. I literally was like, I don't know how to get coaching clients, but like, I'm going to figure it out. And now it's been 5 years and I've had my coaching business.
Oh my gosh. Okay. There's so much to dive into here. My first question is, I feel like I've got a zillion questions going on in my head while I'm listening to you. And the first one is, you said it wasn't an alignment. It was hard. And you said, I'm here for hard things, but it didn't feel right. How do you know when you're in alignment versus when you're out of alignment? Because I think, you know, here we're my aligned purpose. This is what we live and breathe over here. And I think for a lot of people, there's not this awareness yet of, I don't know when I'm aligned and I don't know when I'm not aligned. And so what does that mean for you?
Okay. I just got the chills, first of all, just so you know. And alignment, I mean, this might also be why, like, I was drawn to you and your show because of that word, right? Because and you mentioned earlier that you also come from a yoga teaching background. Mm-hmm. The word alignment, right, in yoga is like such an important word. It's so important in everything, but especially in yoga. I had spent, you know, 20 years being an alignment teacher, you know, like really teaching people alignment. So first of all, when I think about alignment, and then I'll talk about how do I know when I'm in alignment, but just thinking about alignment in general, because one of the interesting things about my time in yoga, because I kind of became known for being like an alignment teacher. And I think that sometimes people can think that that's kind of strict, you know, like that alignment doesn't allow for like flow. Right. You know, or that alignment doesn't allow for like expression. Like in yoga, alignment is sometimes considered strict, you know, like when the teacher's like, that's not good alignment, you know. But to right. me, alignment is the thing that actually allows for the flow and the freedom, right? That it's kind of like when you put everything into the right order and the right, you know, and you align things like, and you alignment to me is like removing dissonance. It's kind of like when you put things together in a way that feels like they're working together, you unlock like potential for energetic flow. Right. Mm-hmm. So alignment to me is structure and strategy. Right. And the kind of the how, like what's going to like facilitate or allow for you to then like whatever you want to call it, be creative, be in, you know, feel like you're being authentic, for things to feel like they're flowing. Right. So that to me is like alignment. But in terms of how did I know at that time, especially, I think that when you're being forced to be in whatever it is, a container, right? So that's what alignment is too. Alignment is a container. Uh-huh. When you're being forced to be in some sort of a container or to do things strategically, because that's what alignment is too, that for you don't feel like they are actually setting you up for success, for you to be able to be the highest version of yourself or expressing yourself in the way that feels like the most authentic, or that's supporting the use of your gifts and skills, or that is in total alignment with your values and your, and like what makes you feel like you're in integrity. And when you feel in your bones and your cells and your gut that like that, that something is making that less possible for you, to me, that's when it's not in, no longer in alignment. So with the yoga studio, for example, it was just kind of like the vision for me was always like, have this yoga studio. And I opened a yoga studio because I wanted to teach teachers how to be yoga teachers in the way that I felt was really like in integrity and in alignment with like the true teachings of yoga. And the studio that I had come from, I didn't feel that way. I felt like they were kind of like making some stuff up and, you know, and I, and just kind of like, kind of taking
westernizing it a bit.
Yeah. Like a lot of liberties, like more liberties, you know, than I get that like yoga is an ancient practice and philosophy, and that in order to make it work for the, for us now, of course we have to like make it apply to like what it's like to be, you know, living in 2023 or whatever. But there were just these liberties that were being taken and things that I didn't think were like really staying true. And I really feel like if you're a yoga teacher, and I feel this way now as a coach, that there's something that you should feel like that you should feel responsible to, or like, or what, how do you know how to stay in integrity and in, right? And I'll use the word again, in alignment with what you're doing, so that you can feel that like if you're showing up and teaching people things and helping them have a transformational journey, there's a responsibility there that you like know how to do that in a way that is caring, that is protecting, that makes a safe space, like all of those things. And so I think that when I opened the studio, I was so excited to teach teachers how to be like really amazing yoga teachers. And because of the nature of the landscape of owning a business, there's a big emphasis on how to make money.
Right.
And in the yoga world, you make money on teacher trainings. And for me, my business partners wanted to just start pumping out more and more teacher trainings and changing the curriculum to make it more appealing to people, so that, and this is interesting because we're, I think we're going to shift into talking about like working hard, but you know, there's a culture of people that want fast and they want fast and they don't want to have to make big commitments or put in a lot of work. Right. So it's like, someone's like, I want to be a yoga teacher, but can you make me a yoga teacher in 48 hours? You know? And right. It's kind of like, not a good one, like not really, but my business partners were definitely a little more interested in getting in the game of like how to do more kind of fast things and make people have less homework. Like, you know, my partner was always telling me, people don't want to do the amount of homework that you're giving. And I'm like, well, then they don't need to be a yoga teacher, you know? Yeah. So anyway, that was the kind of stuff that was kind of starting to feel out of alignment, because it just was no longer aligning with what to me felt like my values and like my integrity and the things that are really important to me about like how I show up. And then also what I want in the other, in other people, right? Like when I choose to have a teacher or a mentor or a guide or, you know, whoever I'm going to invest with, work with, I have pretty high standards. And so I'm going, if I was going to teach people how to be teachers or, and right now I mentor people how to be coaches, whatever, I'm only doing that because I have such a strong, you know, feeling about wanting to know that I'm just only ever like serving at the highest level.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, to go back to a moment about what you said about alignment in the yoga space, for those that are listening that are like perhaps more like visual learners and have practiced yoga or some sort of exercise, the way you said that really allowed for me to, yes, see how alignment does create flow. Because I think about, you know, for anybody that might know what like Warrior One is or Warrior Two, right? We think about Warrior One. And if a yoga teacher is saying like, draw your knee out towards your pinky toe, like have that external rotation of your inner thigh, that's not because they're being militaristic or being strict or saying like, do it this way because it looks good. It's like, no, you're actually allowing your joints, your ligaments, your muscles, everything to get aligned. And when it is aligned in that way, what flows? Blood flows, oxygen flows, chi flows, prana flows. Exactly. It all flows with alignment. And so when we're aligned, we're in flow. And to go off of what you just said again there is like, and we've got to be in our values. For those that are listening, if you are like feeling like you're butting your head against a wall or whatever is not working out for you, whether it's your business, your relationship, your finances, your health, whatever, take a look at the other areas in your life where you're going against your values, where you're saying one thing and doing another, or doing one thing but wanting to say another, right? Exactly. Like we can't actually have these fulfilling, fruitful, meaningful lives if like over here it's Jekyll and Hyde, like we show up and try and run our business and then turn around and it's like, and then we hate the partnership we're in and it's depleting our energy stores. Like it won't work.
Yeah. And Nicole, I also just based on what you're saying, I just want to add that I, you know, when, and I've, and you and I both talk to entrepreneurs like all day or want to, you know, people who want to be entrepreneurs. One of the things that I'm going to say about having your own business is when you're in the early stages and maybe you really are really wanting to find out like how other people are doing it. Like how are people getting clients? How are people making money? Right. I know that that's like a feeling that can come up a lot. Right. And a lot of times what I see is people looking around at how other people are doing things and then trying those things and those things aren't working. And most of the time it's because those strategies or methods, right, or tactics don't feel in alignment with like how you want to do business, right? So, I mean, I work with so many people who really want to work, they want an organic business. So they're not really interested in like paying for automations and ads. And they're not at the point yet where they're doing like, you know, webinars and automated funnels and all of that freaks them out. Right. And like, and being salesy, like no one wants that. Right. And so when you're looking for the methods to like, how are you going to attract and create clients in your business? When you're using methods that you hate, when you feel forced to do things, when you think like, oh, I hate social media, but I gotta do it. Like that's not being in alignment because if you're doing things right and it won't work. So, So a part of alignment in your business is also like really honoring, like, what are the values for you? One of my highest values is human connection. Mm-hmm. And so even where I am in my business, like, you know, like big business. I got a big business. Where I am in my business, I'm still the person that connects with people, that connects with potential clients. I don't have like a huge sales team or whatever. And the reason for that is because I built my business by making real relationships. And until I literally can't be the person doing that, if that were ever to happen, that's how it's going to stay. And that's, but I know other entrepreneurs that are multiple six and seven figure entrepreneurs whose businesses are way less personal than mine. Like they're way more impersonal, you know, at this point. And so that's something to look at, like what's important to you and then trust that you can do business that way.
Exactly. And I think another piece to this for everybody who's listening, and I'm, you know, I hear it in you telling your story. And I know that anybody that knows me knows I am this way. You have to fucking love what you are doing, what you are selling, what you are providing. Like you're willing to go shout it from the rooftops. I'm Nicole Crone. I own my line purpose. I love what I do. If you're like, yeah, I'm kind of a business coach and I do this thing. And do you want to work with me? It's not going to sell. The energy is totally not there. People pick up on energy. You can't fake frequency. And so when people are like, yeah, I kind of do this thing, I don't know. No, you have to fucking love it so much. So much.
I I can't agree more. And my podcast is called Passionate and Prosperous, right? And it's for that reason. I really believe that, like, what your business is you being your most passionate self, using what you're the most passionate about and bringing that forward, because that's what people are going to be attracted to. That's what people are drawn to when they want to work with you, is you being so passionate about what you do that it's contagious.
Absolutely. And it doesn't matter what you sell. If you love it, there's other people out there who will love your love of your business, and they'll get on board because they're just magnetized to your energy. So Stacey, why don't you share with us? Okay. So you have this very profitable business now. You're a business coach. Are you a business coach or a life coach or both?
I am. Well, I actually like to say I'm a life and business coach, because I coach a lot of life coaches and a lot of coaches, along with creatives and, well, you know, other service-based entrepreneurs. But I like to say that I am a life and business coach, because I think there's something in entrepreneurship about recognizing that, like, when you're really doing your thing, you are your business. And I know people always want to hear about, like, balance and work-life balance, and people don't want to, you know, people want to know that they can turn off their business, and I'm all for that. But when you're an entrepreneur, you are your business. And so it's very hard to separate your life and your business. Mm. And you even said it earlier, the way you do one thing is the way you do everything, right? Yeah. And so, yeah. So, yeah. So I'm a life and business coach, but yes, I do support people. I say, like, I help people make money doing what they love. You know, I help people turn their gifts and skills and talent and expertise into what they can provide and how they can, you know, make money, which is what I, when I shared my story with you, it's what I've done multiple times. I've always figured out how to make money. And so when people feel like they can't make money doing something just because they're good at it, I'm going to challenge that. And I'm going to say, I actually believe that you can.
Yes. It's like, you have to put out the offer. You have to make the ask. You have to love what you're doing, all that sort of stuff. For you as the business owner, I mean, you know, myself and Kayla, we are a little over 3 years in My Aligned Purpose. And every day we're met with new challenges, like every yeah. single day. And I'm here for it. I know that, you know, I'm really starting to identify as fearless. Like, I'm fearless and I'm ready for the challenge. And, like, yeah, it's nice when we get a break. And, you know, we talk to women all of the time who are maybe not where we're at in business. They're where we were a few years ago. But it seems to be that no matter where we're at or who we're talking to, or even our mentors or our mastermind crew, everybody's got their challenges. And I really want to normalize that for the listeners. So, you know, I would love if there's a vulnerable share here that you want to open up and share with our audience of, like, what's felt like one of the biggest challenges for you, or what's a challenge you're currently facing, or what's a challenge you perceive you're going to come up against in the next little while.
Yeah. Amazing. So, you know, it's funny. I just went through what I'll call, like, felt like the most challenging couple of months in my business. So I started my business 5 years ago. And when I first started, I did have that, like, I had all these yoga students that had been, I'd been building no love and trust with a lot of people for a lot of years. So when I yeah. first said I'm a coach, it kind of wasn't that hard to have people being like, I'll work with you. I want to work with you, you know? And so for a little while I had a pool that I was able, you know, to draw from. And I've never had a huge email list. I've never had a huge audience. You know, I have something, but, like, not according to standards of, like, other people who, you know, who have, like, 10,000 people on their email list and 30,000 Instagram followers or whatever. And I, you know, I remarkably have made multiple six figures, you know, a year over year over year at this point, organically, and with, like, adding people to my audience, like, little by little, but not really that big. And so, you know, there was a couple of months in the new year where I was taking a lot of action. And I do a lot of events and workshops and trainings. Like, I always have a lot going on. And there was a couple of months where I had no new business, like, literally not one new client, not one new person to join my academy. Like, and I was putting out, like, doing my thing, And I was really feeling like, what the fuck is going on? Like, I had never had that many
moments.
Yeah. It was like 3 or 4 months that, you know, like I've had like a month, but and when it's a month, I'm like, yeah, don't worry about it, you know, but like, this was weird. So that was a really challenging couple of months to like, kind of keep, to not go down the road of thinking, wait a minute, maybe I got what I could. And like, it's all, literally there were moments where I was like, maybe it's all stopping now. Maybe no one's going to want to work with me anymore. You know, mm-hmm. That was really challenging. And I had to really do consistent mindset work, but this was like the most challenging time to just stay in my vibration, keep doing what I was doing, keep offering, you know, like, you know, showing
keep offering. Yeah.
Yeah. Showing up, doing what I do. And then, you know, there in June, it was like the fruits of all of that. Like, you know, all of a sudden in June, it was just like tons of new clients, tons of new people, tons, you know? And so that was a really interesting, like kind of, and it proved something that I talk about all the time, which is called the cumulative effect. Like I tell people all the time, the returns on our investments are not always going to come back like immediately and traceable to the very thing, you know, or, you know, and so I'm always talking about that. And I had to really sit with like my, you know, with like what I say I believe in for a couple of months. But then thank God it was true, right? Like all of a sudden there was just this energetic kind of, you know, all of that build led to something. So that was really challenging. And now I'll just say what I think is the challenge for myself in general, and you can tell me if you agree with this. And what I know is the biggest challenge for all the people I work with, which is I think that like lead generation and like growing our audience, like growing our email list, growing our whatever you want to do. Like I'm not a social media coach. Like I don't like, that's not where I put all my attention. I know how to support people on social media, but no one that works with me wants to be like an Instagram influencer, you know? And yeah. So I think that the biggest challenge is like how to have new people discover you, get to know you and want to work with you. And I, 5 years in, I'm going to say that like, I'm constantly being willing to keep trying new things and figuring that out, because I just know that that's an ongoing, it's an ongoing demand, and it's hard unless or until you get to the point where you really want to spend a lot of money on ads and you know, there are lead generation strategies that will just cost you a lot of money. And I'm really trying to do it organically. And so I think if you want to have an organic business, that is probably the biggest challenge for me.
Yeah. Okay. There's so much I want to say to this. And the first thing is that for the people who are listening that resonate with similar values to you, which are human connection, then again, paid ads, paid traffic is not going to be in alignment with your values because you don't know these people yet and they don't know you. And so it's because the values aren't aligned, even putting 50K into paid ads might not have an ROI for you because it's not actually in alignment with who you are and what you value. And on the flip side of this, it's so funny and timely. So people aren't going to hear this episode like right away, but for those, when you listen to it, this is being recorded the second week in July. And the second week of every month, Stacey, I kid you not, the second week of every month, a couple things happen over here in My Aligned Purpose. Kayla and I have our own little mini mastermind that we're a part of. There's 5 girlfriends, and we met in a paid mastermind that we were in for 2 years. And the 5 of us pulled away and said, let's do our own thing. So there's that happening. Mm-hmm. Also, the second week of every month, we have our year-long program with our platinum clients, and we do mini masterminds. And this topic of lead generation came up in our own little mastermind that we've created and the 3 mini masterminds that we host the second week of July. Lead generation, lead generation, lead generation, lead generation. Myself and Kayla and our 3 mastermind buddies got together on Monday And one of them has a multiple seven-figure business, and the rest of us have multiple six-figure businesses. And similar to you, when we started My Line Purpose, the pool was hot. It wasn't even a warm pool. It was a hot people. It was past yoga clients, past parents of kids I taught, all these sorts of things. And so it was easy to have lead gen in the beginning. And I think that is the way for a lot of people. People want to support you when you're starting a new business. And then all of a sudden, what they want and what you're offering might not align as you evolve over time. And so lead generation becomes trickier. And so we're getting together with these powerful business owners, multiple six and seven big business owners. And we're like, okay, how can we help one another? And everybody's like, lead generation, lead generation, yeah. Lead generation, lead generation. And so what I want to say, because this is something we're always up against, I'm hearing it from you, I'm hearing it from all over. My value, one of my top values is overall connection, and it's one of my top strengths. And I do believe for those who resonate with connection, the way to have authentic lead generation is like this. It's collaboration. Yeah. It's, hey, Stacy, want to come and talk to my audience? Can I talk to your audience? And trusting that whomever listens, if they're drawn to work with you, excellent. If they're drawn to work with us, excellent. If they're drawn to work with both of us, heck yes, let's cheers. And it's about giving people the opportunity to hear from multiple women who are doing things in their own unique way and saying, hey, I heard a little bit of myself in her. Thanks for having Stacy on the podcast. I really resonate with what she had to say. It's saying, hey, can I come speak to your audience? You come speak to mine. Want to cross collaborate email lists? Want to go live with one another on Instagram? It is that collaboration, I believe, 2023 moving forward, is how lead generation is going to happen and feel good for everyone.
First of all, I couldn't agree more. And second of all, my focus for the last year and moving forward has been to be building relationships with other entrepreneurs. I've been in a mastermind, you know, I mean, I'm always in some sort of a container, but I've been investing even in going to other mastermind, like smaller, like kind of, you know, like not year-long commitments, but like smaller things that someone's hosting for like 2 days or whatever, because I know I'm going to be in the room with other like inspiring leaders and entrepreneurs. And really, I just recently joined a new networking group where everyone in there are speakers and creatives because of what you're saying, right? Because I 1000% like know that like organic lead generation is ultimately going to come from us all like sharing our audiences and, you know, kind of supporting each other, building relationships with other business owners and not thinking that there's not enough to go around, right? Yeah. And that sort of that feeling of competition, you know, or that fear mm-hmm. of, you know, I there aren't going to be enough people to work with me if I tell, you know, other people about these people, you know, so I couldn't agree with you more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think that it's that like the competition, the fear piece, like that's a belief system. So for anybody who's listening, that's mindset work. You can totally rewire those neural pathways to make that not even a belief that there's not enough to go around. I wholeheartedly believe in the universal laws. And the very first universal law is law of oneness. What's available for you is available for me. What's available for me is available for her. And when we actually believe that, not just say it, but when we believe it, we will say, I'm a coach, and everybody listening, go check out Stacy. She's also a coach because I believe in that.
Yeah. I love that. And one of the laws that I also like really love to like kind of remind myself of all the time is that we live in an abundant universe and the universe is limitless, right? The universe is one of the only actual things that we know of that has the qualities. And this goes back to yoga, the qualities of eternal and infinite, right? And what do we know that have that, you know, that have that quality? Very few things. And so this really tapping into knowing that like there's no way that the universe is saying, this person can have this, but this person cannot, right? And that there's this idea that there's limited resources. So yeah, and this is some of that higher sort of belief work that we get to do. And, you know, I feel like it's a combination of the mindset and the spiritual and just sort of like what, you know, we all need to know what we're going to really like lean into for our belief system so that we can do what we want to do, because otherwise we're just going to be completely squashed, held back and stifled by stories and limiting beliefs that are, you know, that are just going to keep us from taking action and from expanding like what we know we're here to do.
Yeah. You couldn't have said it better. Okay. So why don't we get into this portion of the episode where I would love for you to share a couple of things. The first is, if you're a reader, could you share a book that you'd recommend to people, one of your favorite books, and perhaps why? And then all of the ways that we can find you on the World Wide Web, how we can get connected to you, what do you have going on right now? Yeah, let's start there.
Okay, awesome. So books, does it have to be like a business related personal growth type book or whatever?
No, okay. Any book whatsoever.
Okay. So I'm a huge fan of the poet Mary Oliver. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to recommend that like a Mary Oliver compilation called Devotions or Devotion. It might not be plural. But anyway, all my years of yoga teaching, one of my favorite things was to bring Mary Oliver poems into my classes. I think Mary Oliver had a way of sort of using the natural world to illuminate and talk about the human experience in a way that just when I read her poetry, I feel like there's just this deep, something happens in me, like a deep knowing or a deep feeling like understood or having a perspective. And I just think that that's so important, you know, like in our lives to have the things that connect us to like kind of like our beingness, you know? So that's one of my favorite, but like I will take that and open it up and read any poem. But then of course I have my favorite one. So that's a book that I'm going to recommend, or a poet, doesn't have to be that book, but Mary Oliver. Okay.
Okay.
Where to find me? Okay. Well, I think at this point, we all know that most of us are pretty ubiquitous. Like we're everywhere. So I do have a website. It's my name, stacybrassrussell.com. And on there, you can kind of find all things Stacey Brass Russell. So I also have a podcast. It's called Passionate and Prosperous. And it's mindset and business strategy for coaches and service-based entrepreneurs. And on my website, there's a resources page. I've got a bunch of awesome things on how to create your offer, on how to shift your money mindset, on how to find your authentic voice. So everything about what I do is about using yourself, really like knowing how to like tune in and tap into like your message, your mission, your gifts, your skills, your talent, and to believe that that is not only what you offer people, but it's also how you attract people, right? By using all of that to create workshops and talks and content. And if you want a podcast, write a book, like, but that's really what all of my stuff is really about. It's really helping you to kind of like harness what you know you're here to do and then use it.
Beautiful. Okay. I can't wait for everybody to check out these links, these resources, go over, subscribe to the podcast. And I just want to say thank you so much, Stacey, for joining me today. I feel like there's many more conversations in the future, lots to get connected on. And I really appreciate your time and you sharing your story and being open and sharing what's challenging and what is alignment and what is flow and your book recommendations and all of it. So thank you.
Thank you so much for having me. And again, the universe works in magical ways and there's so much alignment. So thank you so much for having me. I feel like this was a great conversation.
Yeah, I agree. Thank you to everybody for listening and make sure that you go and check out Stacey.